Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama says he'll delay the across-the-board federal sequester budget cuts until midnight tonight, the last possible moment, as he continues to work toward a deal to avoid the cuts. But after the House broke yesterday for the weekend, a deal is not likely. For now, it's a regular Friday for federal workers here in Massachusetts, but as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, next week, the employees expect to find out how their jobs will be affected.
Thousands of people work in the John Fitzgerald Kennedy Federal Building at Boston's Government Center. It's actually twin 26-story buildings. The word sequester seemed to be on the lips of federal employees going in and out. Bethany Seed says she's not looking forward to Monday when she might be handed a furlough notice.
For me personally, a furlough would be a problem because I'd still be paying for full-time childcare and I'd be losing my pay from work. So it's not something that I would like to see happen.
Seed is an economist with the U.S. Department of Labor. When you hear things like jobless numbers, she works on those statistics. Her boss, not her direct supervisor, but way up the chain, is Seth Harris. He's the acting U.S. Labor Secretary.
Unfortunately, a sizable number of my employees are going to be subject to furloughs. It's going to vary from agency to agency across the department. We're going to lose about 6 days of work for our employees on average. That's a big loss.
Harris says a furlough program would not only take money from his workers' pockets, it would also keep them from doing their work. Serving citizens.
Our work is not as backed up as it is in the other departments. I want to say thank God for that.
Hector Benjamin is an auditor with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He works in the JFK building too. He says furloughs won't change the job his office has to do.
We'll still be expected to do our work in less time. It is what it is.
Some federal workers in Boston say their supervisors are planning to cut travel or other costs to keep furloughs to a minimum. Still, the uncertainty is no fun, says Labor Department worker Bethany Seed.
A lot of times the trade-off with a federal job is maybe slightly lower pay but great security. So this is all kind of like really unexpected and new for us.
There's still time for a compromise in Washington to reverse course. Without one, furlough notices would come on Monday. The unpaid leave for some federal workers would begin April 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.